I'd like to recommend that you, at your leisure, read the 12th chapter of the Acts. It's the story of Peter. I would have liked to have detailed it today, but maybe we'll do it at some future time. Meanwhile, you might look at it and try to see what happened there. That somebody attained what you and I are talking about here today. And then because the first resurrection is the subject of the revelation of St. John, I feel that we'll probably do that at the termination of this series. Although we have done it 3 years ago, it's time to see it with our new understanding. Now, as you know, the first three Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke are about the visible Jesus, the man, what the world saw. They do not explain the inner workings, and that is where John comes in. John, who received the essence of a complete message, really begins his gospel right after the transfiguration. And that's why it starts right out and says, the Word was made flesh. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He's talking about what he saw with his own eyes. I saw the Word made flesh. I saw the transfiguration. And the complete gospel of John is the inner knowing of the message that has never reached the churches. Not the message that says he walked from here to there and he did so and so over there and then he walked somewhere else or he got on a boat. But the message of the spiritual body named Christ that reveals there is a Christ body where a cripple appears to be. There is spirit where atoms seem to be. There is a calm where a storm appears to human senses. And there is life where death appears to the human mind. This is the John Gospel. This is the gospel of the first resurrection. And in it, John tells us by recording the inner workings of the Christ mind how we can walk the path to peace, to fulfillment, to freedom, to reality. If you were a lily seed, for example, and you decided you wanted to be a different kind of flower, you'd have a problem. You might try and try and try, but the seed would have to be what it is. Humanly, we may try to be many things, but we cannot escape the seed that we are. And so our problems arise when we try to fulfill our idea of what we want to be, and even when we succeed in doing it, because it still isn't that which we are, and we must be what we are. There's no such thing as a successful human being or an unsuccessful human being. For none of us are the human seed. We are the perfect spiritual being, and we must be it in order to experience the harmony of that spiritual being. Our sojourn in the flesh, we know to be temporary. That's no big revelation to anyone. But what we do not know is that we do not have a temporary life. We merely have the temporary appearance of form. And therefore, in the Gospel of John, in the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th chapters, you find the higher wisdom, the highest wisdom in the Bible. It is here that we are told that we must now find the inner teacher. It is here that he who appears to the world as Jesus, but is the invisible Christ, says to his disciples, "If I go not away, the Comforter will not find you. And I must go away that you receive the Comforter, for he will teach you all things, even the outer Jesus." Could not take his disciples into their spiritual bodies. They had to find the activity of the Holy Ghost within. He surrendered them willingly to their inner knower, knowing that no man can walk this earth in a physical body beyond the grave. But he can in a spiritual body. Let's look at some of these deeper passages, and we will see there the inner instruction to each of us. I'm in John, the 14th chapter, 13th verse. "And whatever, so whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Now all of your asking then, all of your seeking and all of your knocking that is not in my name is disobedience to the simple truth of being. "Only what ye shall ask in my name." And we have identified the voice that speaks these words as Christ. Not a man, but the Spirit of God in you. "Whatever ye shall do in my name, whatever ye shall seek, ask, or knock for in my name," you must be in that identity, in that spiritual selfhood, for the revelation of truth to make itself known to you. Just as a human cannot pray to Spirit, Spirit cannot answer a human. The reality cannot answer the counterfeit. The counterfeit cannot contact the reality. And you're learning that your physical self is a counterfeit of your real self. You are an imitation of yourself. That is why we are being introduced to the Comforter, the teacher within. "If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." That is an inviolable divine law. The inner knower of you will do anything when you have yielded your personal self, which is asking in my name. There will be a place in this work where you feel the inner knitting of a new self, a new garment of life being woven within, a new substance being formed within. There will be a place, too, where you will feel a weariness come upon you, a deep weariness. Do not be alarmed. That weariness will be the dropping away of the old self as the new is coming forth. As we change life streams, this weariness comes upon you. It is your real quiet time. As the Father within says, now we shall have a quiet time. And as some report this to me, they say, I feel like I want to withdraw from people, from the world, from activities out there. I want to be alone with this inner self. And this weariness makes it necessary that you be alone with yourself. It may even take a year. It is the emptying out which makes possible the filling in, the regeneration. And so if it happens or has, don't think you have to worry about getting hormone pills or vitamins, or that something is wrong with your diet. It's simply the old and the new changing places, and it will happen. It will so happen that the things of this world will not attract you in the same way. It won't be because you decide you don't want them. They simply will not have the attraction for you. Your interest will be on something far different. It has nothing to do with human will or desire, but there is this transition in consciousness in which the greatest thing in your life becomes this inner garment of the new body. For you recognize that beside it, all else pales into insignificance. If ye love me, keep my commandments. How simple that sounds. Not if you love Jesus. But if you love the reality of your being, follow these commandments, they are the way. If you want to be what you are, this is the way. If ye love me, the Spirit, the reality of all being, the Christ, the Father within, keep my commandments. And what are these commandments? They're not orders. They are enlightenment. They are the path to life eternal. They are the path to fulfillment. That is the meaning of commandment. And now you see clearly, perhaps, that all of the Sermon on the Mount is a preparation. It is a purification in which the mental attitudes that we inherited from past generations, the false beliefs that were handed down to us, and the false conditioning of our own minds through our own senses, all of this represents the mist, the veil, that is rent and torn aside so that we can come as an empty vessel, not as a finite mind filled with thoughts and ideas, but as a vast void, a vacuum, ready to be filled by that which we know not of, ready to be lifted. And then you see the angels that are spoken of in the Bible that come to Peter or to Mary. These are the impulses that are sent from your inner knower. to you. And so it would be said that the angel of the Lord comes to you, meaning that you receive inner guidance, inner communication. And something in your being knows this is the truth that I am now receiving, that I am now being told, that is now forming as my intuition. If I make a personal decision, it will be short-sighted. But the infinite mind can never make a short-sighted decision. And so now, I live, yet not I. My inner knower liveth my life. And the Father within, who knoweth all things, knoweth that which is your seed, your individuality, your place, your righteousness, your life. You're living from your highest self. And this is called the Comforter. The activity of the Holy Ghost takes over where the failing of the human mind had sat upon the throne. And I will pray the Father. And this follows, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. We cannot, in our ignorance, take those words lightly. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will see, pray the Father, that he give you another Comforter. Not this outer man, not this outer teacher, not this limited individual, but the Comforter within, the real teacher, the teacher who knows the infinite because he is the infinite. Someday we'll all be in this class together, and each of us will know our inner teacher, and our inner teacher will conduct the total class, both the sending and the receiving. And our inner teacher will conduct the total life we live. We will be able to say, as the Master did, the Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Thou seest me, thou seest the Father. Not my doctrine do I teach, but of him that sent me. That is our ultimate goal. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, but because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. This must become reality to us. And the reason for it is given very shortly. It is given in the 26th verse of this same chapter, John 14. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. The Comforter shall teach you all things. Isn't that what we've been looking for? Someone who could teach us all things? And all this time, the Spirit of God that indwelleth your being is that Comforter. But the counterfeit, the human self, says, I'm going to do it my way. Even if it hurts, and even if I have to fear, and even if I have to suffer, I'm going to do it my way. And here's the Christ saying, The Comforter within will teach you all things. Nothing missing. And so we find our inner teacher, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the activity of the Christ. You notice the emphasis on will bring all things to your remembrance. That doesn't sound as if you just began your life a few years ago, but rather all that you once were aware of in your spiritual reality will now be brought to your conscious state of humanhood, so that you become aware of what you have ever been. We are reunited with our pre-existent self in the spiritual oneness of being. We no longer are finite forms inserted into time and space. We are in a state of oneness, living in and as the One, abiding in the One, under the law of the One. Don't you feel the joy and adventure that is ahead for us as we accept the inner Comforter instead of the surface life of a human mind? And should we fail, should we falter, there's a passage in Mark ever to remind us. I'd like to look at it now. First, we're going to Corinthians, apparently. I'm always amazed when I decide something and something else decides it for me. It is written, "I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." And this is Paul's statement, that if we rely only on what our mind knows and sees and has experienced, or what other human minds have experienced, we're living on the surface of time and space. "For eye hath not seen, nor ear hath heard, the glories that God has prepared for us." In other words, the infinite invisible is experienced only through the inner teacher. Now let's look at Mark, because it's time for what he has to say. And this is the 12th chapter of Mark, in a passage familiar to everyone, starting at the 22nd verse. It's so simple that we overlook it, because it says words we've heard from every pulpit. "And Jesus answering saith unto him, Have faith in God." Now, the world has faith in God, to some extent, without knowing what God is. And so the faith always falters, and eventually that faith is broken. You cannot have that blind faith, but you're learning through your own experience that God is the substance of your spiritual self. Have faith in the substance of your spiritual self is the meaning of those four simple words, have faith in God. Have faith in your own spiritual substance. and only in that substance. For verily I, which again is Christ, say unto you, whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that these things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And so we are told here, in a very highly mystical fashion, that the perfect spiritual kingdom of God is present, and it is only your acceptance of its presence, your belief that it is here, that can bring forth the expression of it. It doesn't mean go out and ask things, and if you believe you get them, you'll get them. It means accept that the Spirit of God, the substance of your being, and the Spirit of God, the substance of all that is the only reality on this earth now, and all that is not that substance is the counterfeit. In the knowledge, in the fidelity, in the acceptance that only Spirit is, that Spirit is all, then you are in prayer. And then, because you are in truth, that Spirit will express where you stand. We are being told, in these words, Jesus through Mark, never to violate the allness of Spirit. And the way we violate it is by being caught off balance, mostly, I suppose. A call came, a very strange call. The answer had to be strange, and I want you to know the answer because of its strangeness. It was a breaking up of a little marriage, two young kids. In the middle of the morning, the boy said to the wife, "Get out. I'm tired of you." It was 1 a.m. She called her mother. And the parents had to go and fetch the girl at that time of the morning. They had a little child. The next day, I was called by the father of the girl. He said, "What should be our attitude?" And really, any answer that I could give would be untrue, except the one truth that I had to tell him. A year ago, I couldn't even tell it to you. But the answer is, it isn't happening. It isn't happening. I'd like you to see that, and I'm telling you the story for that reason. In a material universe, it's happening. But we're learning there is no material universe. Only the spiritual universe is here. Whatever happens in the counterfeit, if you want to chase the counterfeit, you can. But in the knowledge that only the spiritual universe is here, nothing that happens in the material universe is happening. Not to your comforter, not to your teacher within. It's happening in that dualistic shadow called the human mind. And that's why we're told to surrender that mind. And when you pray, use not vain repetitions, because all the human mind is capable of is repetition. It will repeat a dual image. And if you were the father of that girl, you might have thrown the phone at me. But nevertheless, we must come to that place in consciousness where we can say it is not happening, because all there is God. All there is Spirit. That is the consciousness that the Comforter in you will build. And in it you will find your immunity from this material world. Only God is happening. Only Spirit is happening. Only the Spirit of you is happening. And then those things that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard are revealed. The secret of all prayer, then, is never to ask for anything. Seek no thing, but rather rest in the knowledge that Spirit is the substance of your being and being its perfect self at all times. Never has the Spirit withheld anything from itself. And all that you require is present, perfect, and functioning. Rest in the inner knower, and that perfect, present functioning must be revealed. The lesson today is find your inner teacher. There is nothing else higher than that at this present moment for you. Thanks very much. Hope to see you soon.
Thank you.